Hey everybody, and welcome back to Deer's Feet, where I share some tips and some ways of overcoming depression and living a full life. You know, when you walk in healing, a lot of times, there are times where you're going to the devil's going to try to knock you down. I am faith-based, I believe. I actually overcame depression through Christ and through a good Christian therapist. And when you're walking in healing, it doesn't mean that because the devil's going to be mad. He's mad whenever anybody accepts Christ. And so when you're walking in healing, he's going to try to knock you down. So you will have things thrown at you. But even if you get knocked down, because I have a few times, you get right back up, because it does not mean that your healing was not real. Stay in healing, claim it all the time. So I started this podcast. It started out as a blog and turned into a vlog, because I have some YouTube videos. I do have a YouTube channel, My Journey Out of Depression, on YouTube. And now I'm kind of doing that, but more podcasting, just because of some life situations. This is a more an easier platform for me right now. So, but my goal, I'll get back to that. My goal is to help others with some of with the things that I wish I had when I was going through my depressive years, which started when I was a very young child. I was about 6 when I had my first thought that as I became much older, I realized that was a depressive thought, and I just didn't know what to do with that thought. Anyway, I just wish I had a community and been able to talk about what was going on with me. So this is what, and be able to have something like this. Of course, there were no podcasts then, or anything like that, but you know, I wanted a space to hear people talk about these feelings and things on how to deal with them, and just have a voice and be heard and hear others' stories. So that's what I provide now, what I wish I had, and I'm hoping that other people will be blessed by it and share it with others, even if they're not struggling or haven't struggled. Okay, sorry for the long intro, but I just want to hop on here and talk about living, overcoming the need to pretend. And this is all about making connections. And what I learned, a lot of times when people are depressed, and they are, so I was one of those people that nobody would have thought I was depressed, except those really, really, really close to me, and some of them just thought, what is wrong with you? I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, by the early 80s, I was already out of high school. And nobody talked about, I mean, the word depression just never was the way it is now, which is good. I mean, it's unfortunate, but fortunate that it came out during pandemic, right? But it just wasn't talked about back then, and nobody even used that word that I know of. So I was one of those people that you just lived life. You just did what you had to do. Some of us, and you just soldiered on, you know, and people who saw me, like, I went to high school, I went to college, I became I got a bachelor's in nursing, so I'm a registered nurse. I have been for over 37 years, And I went to work every day until everything got really bad, but that was later. And so people didn't look at me and think I was depressed. In fact, when I started sharing my story, really, which was during pandemic, a lot of people were shocked. So I want to talk about not pretending and feeling like you have to pretend, because that's how I felt. And I didn't really see it as pretending at that time. I just saw it as you need to suck it up. You need to get up. And then, because I didn't know what it was, right? So I just felt like I need to get up and I need to work. I was single, I still am, and I had to take care of myself, and I just needed to do what I needed to do to take care of myself. That was my day to day. And yeah, I am a Christian, and at that time I was going to church every day, and then everything got worse, and I blame God for everything, and I walked away. So that's, if you want to hear that story, I'll probably share it some more here and there, but that is also, I believe, on my YouTube, a little bit about that. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about living authentically and overcoming the need to pretend and building real connections, because you come out of your shell and feel like you don't have to pretend when you have people to talk to who are actually going to listen to you and not judge you. And I want to say that I think when we're suffering, a lot of thoughts that are in our head are thoughts like when people say, don't believe everything you think. That's because I believe I come from a spiritual background of it. I believe that the enemy is telling you, he's trying to keep you down. So he's going to tell you things like, don't share your feelings because people are going to judge you. So I'm not saying that because I think all my friends would have. It was just in my head that nobody wants to hear what's going on with you. You're sad too much, or you're mad too much, or you, because it can come out in different ways. You can be sad, you can be angry, you can be an overachiever. That was me. You can be almost like just doing the most, That was me. And so and I when you overcome that and you feel like I don't have to pretend anymore, I can just be who I am and start talking to people about what's really going on with you, and you make these friendships and they share, everybody starts talking, and you kind of, I know I used to just sit there and not really share a huge part of me, right? I mean, people, you have friends and you guys get together and people are sharing stuff, but if you're suffering from depression, I don't know how many people during that time, like today, I think it's more, thankfully, done a little more, but I don't know how many people, and I definitely did not during that time sit around and bring that up, because I didn't feel like it fit into a conversation. But it should, because if you're having these real connections with people and you're each sharing your real you, then if you're suffering from depression and anxiety, that should come up and be a conversation just like anything else that's coming up from your friends. So, one of the things is that we tend to hide our struggles at work and at church, which is so funny because that was me. I hid it all. Work, church, everywhere. Church, of all places, should be the place where you can come in and be who you really are. But I never, I, and I'm not blaming anyone at church. I'm not, because That's what I decided. But I will say that I wish that, and I'm hoping to do this myself, that they had programs at churches where, and I hear that some churches are having these programs where it actually deals with people who are suffering from depression and anxiety, and where they can have a voice and they can speak. But in situations like my, and jobs are doing that now too. I know my job has that, where you can go and you can talk to somebody, and then they give you a list of people that you can go see, like that are on their list, and you can see through your insurance and stuff. They help you get connected. But I know that I used to hide my struggles a lot at work and at church, and you don't have to do that. I'm encouraging you to get connected with people that you know that you can be yourself. If you have a friend, I had many good friends. Most sometimes we just have a few very close friends. I actually have a lot of close friends, and none of them knew, because I never shared my struggles. So I encourage you, and once I started, they were all, very supportive, and continue to be, And I encourage you that if you have good friends and you have not shared your struggle, or you only give a little piece of it because you're nervous or afraid that you shouldn't say too much, because you're going to either be a burden or it makes you embarrassed or anything like that, I encourage you to not listen to that thought that's in your head, because if these people are in your life and they are giving value to your life and you're to them, then they care about what's going on with you. And you'll be surprised how great you feel after you do have connections with people who you can share when you're really down, or your good days. And like, I have a friend that, I have a few friends I can text and say, "Hey, I am having a depressive episode, and I need some help. I need some prayer." And that's a great feeling. I can just throw out a text and everybody's praying for me, and I know that that contributes to my coming out of it. And then I have one friend who will just ask me, okay, once it's over, she'll kind of break it down and say, "Do you know what triggered it?" And, make sure you know your triggers and things like that. So you'll be surprised what some of your friends will have to say when you start sharing more. That's one thing. Another thing I have to go, well, it's two things. And this may sound mean, and it's not, because sometimes you have friends and or people that you hang out with, and sometimes friendships don't last. You just lose kind of like your connection, and that's okay. You don't wish anybody any ill or anything. It's just sometimes they happen. And my big thing is, and this was hard for me, because I never used to. I always felt like, because I was such a people pleaser, because I was trying to hang on to everybody like so tightly, but from afar, because I was very distant because of my depression was so bad. But every time something didn't work out, or friendship just didn't continue, which part of it could have been because of my distance, but I took it very internally. And but sometimes it was just not meant to be. And so I was reading something one time, and it said, accept unfriendships. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what it kind of describes what I've always, what's been in my head for a while. It's like, that's okay. You can let that go. Like I said, you don't have to wish this person ill or anything, but you can let that go as it's an unfriendship at this time. It may come back around or it may not, but you're okay. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with you, and you're actually probably going to be better off because you don't have the pressure in your head of thinking you have to do something to keep this friendship, right? And then piggyback off of that is to accept new friendships, because sometimes we keep our minds on friendships that aren't really, you know, in the back of your head that is really not working out. You don't feel comfortable enough to really share, even though you're getting to that point where, okay, I'm ready to share, and you just don't feel comfortable. But you're trying hard not to accept this unfriendship, so you're kind of have blind, you kind of have blinders on to what could be some friends that are around you that you're not letting in to your atmosphere, you know, and to your inner circle of you being you, you know. So think about that, you know, try to see, are there, you know, are there any new friendships that you can accept and, you know, you can let into your life and see how it goes. And you can a lot of some ways to accept some new friendships is like I we had a one of the churches I went to once, we had one of our leaders did this thing, I think it was once a month or once a quarter, where everybody, we would have dinner after church, but everybody, she would pick certain people to host a dinner for, a small dinner for like, I think 5 to 10 people, depending on how big your place was and stuff and how many you were willing to host. And then she would pick the people that were going over your house. So it was usually people that didn't know each other. She would always pair you with somebody you knew and were close to, just so you could kind of do it together, and then send people to you that were either new in the church or didn't go out to other people's houses a lot, and just different ways that she did it. But the reason I say that was it was such a great thing because I was a host, I think just once, but I gained friends from there, and friends of mine who were there gained friends from there that, you know, were still friends. And had we not, had I not been a host, like a few of those people that were there, I had never, I saw them at church and stuff, and we would say hi and everything, but we had never, like, broke bread together and talked about stuff. And I mean, the two of the women that were there, it might have been three of them, one of them ended up getting married. They were a lot younger than me, but they're still my friends, and they were in her wedding and stuff. I mean, there were blossoming friendships that came out of just us sitting together, breaking bread, and just talking. We ended up staying at my house a good long while, and after that, we all were friends. So I was saying that you can invite people over your house that you don't usually invite. You see them all the time, maybe at church or at work or something, and invite them over, either to your house or just plan a meet up and plan and invite them. And I think that's a great way of reaching out to people. So and making sure you stay connected with people, because when you are battling depression, or you're, you know, you've been healed and you're, you know, trying to keep walking that straight line of healing, which is not always straight, it's a little crooked sometimes, but you're just trying to stay on that path. Having connections and good friends and people you can relate to and talk to, it's very, very important because the enemy wants to get you by yourself. Of course, you're gonna have your if you're a Christian and you're gonna have your devotions with God and you're by yourself, but for the most part, he made us to be in relationships. But the enemy wants you to be by yourself so he can keep feeding you all of these lies, and you can just be sitting there with all of that stuff in your head and ruminating on them instead of having good friendships, good connections that can. I have a couple of friends that can look at me or just hear my voice and go, you know, what is going on? What is in your, what are you thinking? Or what is wrong? You know, you have to have that in your life, and you do that for each other. You know, that you are there for each other and you're there to keep each other grounded. Okay? So I just wanted to hop on here and talk about that and just be authentic. Don't think you have to pretend. Get friends and be around people where you can be yourself and accept unfriendships and make new friendships and just stay encouraged. Yeah, stay encouraged. And I hope that this was helpful for you. Please share this with anyone that you think it would help, and take care, and I'll be back again soon. And if you haven't already, don't forget to grab my free life-changing habit tracker. It's just stuff you can just click off, check off every day. And if you do these things, this is what was beneficial and very pivotal to me when after I walked away from God and then came back, and the way I stay in healing and get back on track when I have my depressive episodes or am derailed. These just simple things that I do that's on my list can really help. Okay? So, that link is in wherever you're watching this, or on my YouTube channel, or on my website. Deersfeet.com is my website. And follow me on IG at deers_feet. And hope to talk to you again soon. Take care. Love you. Bye.